Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, snowfall and all, it is what it is today, friends. Welcome. Glad you're with us. And how does it impact your money? How does it impact the markets? That's what we're dealing with. David Fisher is back with us. And David, appreciate you joining us every Monday to break down the money matters. Congress was in session last week. They made some pretty big decisions. What did we learn about what went on and how does it impact us?
Well, based upon their questions by some members of the Congress, there's two pathways that is they're considering. First, they seem to be considering a transaction tax when you buy or sell a financial product like a stock, bond, or mutual fund. And the second path is that we can glean from based upon this, you know, they're also their questions, is that they're going to try to add some additional controls or curtailment in what you call short trading, which is, you know, what was going on with GameStop and all these stocks that ballooned so much and then came crashing down. I do certainly believe that the any entity should be able to be shorted, but not 140% of the stock, in other words, multiple times. We have to recognize that short sellers provide liquidity in the market, because if we curtailed the short selling, we would actually be creating, Kevin, a vacuum in the pricing, and which means the market would just start to drop precipitously. The market in a downturn that we saw back in March of 2020 would just look like child's play if they took away the ability to short sell. Because so that is a mechanism actually for liquidity. I'm not saying we should have these big swings, but it does serve a purpose, and I don't think Congress quite understands that.
Well, I mean, that's and it's interesting that both of those actions that they're taking seem to try to take stabs at the free market. So it's obvious this Congress doesn't want the market to be free.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, there was, ironically, you say that, a new poll that just came out shows that the American public believes that the government is growing more powerful and it creates less freedom for the individual. According to a new poll called, from the Daily News poll by Scott Rasmussen, 63% of Americans say increasing government power means individual losses of freedom, while 22% did disagree with that, and 15% were not sure. But the political breakdown of the poll was 79% Republicans said that the government is just having too much control.
Interesting. So talk to us about this stock tax. What would it look like? How would they go about it? I mean, the idea that you're gonna tack on a federal cost to purchase a piece of stock, to me, seems to be a huge disincentive for people to get involved in the markets. But I could be wrong on that.
No, I think you're spot on. In fact, you know, this whole thing under President Obama's leadership, he wanted to tax a lot of different things. They created that bail-in, which is a wealth tax under the Dodd-Frank Act. This is just another tax. So just, you know, President Biden now in the leadership role. Now we're going to see, like I said, a lot of the wealth being taxed, and this is what they're starting with. After the House hearing on Thursday, when they examined GameStop, Maxine Waters, she's the one that said that this is a great idea. She's considering it. They even put a name to it called the Wall Street Transaction Tax Act of 2021, which is sponsored by 30 Democratic senators. The tax is actually started about a decade ago under Obama, and now it's being picked up again. There's a representative out of Oregon, Peter DeFazio, Democrat. He's saying that this would levy around 10 cents for every $100 you trade, although some are proposing that it should be lower than that, 5 cents, and some are saying as high as 50 cents per $100 transaction. So it would generate around $770 billion, three-quarters of a trillion over the next 10 years. Obviously, this is very attractive for the Democratic system. But the financial transaction tax would eat returns, Kevin, as much as Vanguard says, as much as 1% return on investors' money a year, because this is going to be hit. The investor is the one who's going to get hit, even though Wall Street would be taxed to, you know, the big hedge funds and big taxes. They're just going to pass this off to the small investor.
Of course they are. It's just like raising the minimum wage. When you do that, you're not actually giving the person, a better pay rate, from the employer. You're just passing on costs to the consumer. And it's the same thing
Absolutely.
Here. If they're going to make it more expensive to trade stock, the consumers that want to trade those stocks are going to be the ones that pay for it. And people that don't even know what's going on, David, like people that invest in their 401k, their 503b, all those things, they're not going to even know these fees are being incurred because it's just going to be taken out of what they're just not going to be getting as much invested. And so over time, they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. How come I don't have more set aside? Oh, it's because they've been taking stuff out all this time. This is a really bad idea. Now, I do have a very important question. Is this just a paper tax that they're looking at, or are they looking to tax all investments?
Well, they haven't said anything about gold and silver, so it's electronic taxing. So that involves paper investing, not physical.
Well, guess what just became 10 times more attractive for everyone that... No, I mean, already you're talking about messing with the markets in a way that's so bad. And then to come along and say, well, we're not going to offer you any extra service for this. We're just going to take some of your money because we can. And be unaccountable for it. To me, it's a no-brainer for people that are already kind of iffy about the stock market. You got to look at other ways to protect your money because this is not a good idea. It's not good government. It's very bad policy.
Taxes are coming. That's been their goal under Obama. It's now being picked up once again. We're going to see wealth tax left and right.
So talk to me about inflation. Last week, we were worried about that. Have we seen any changes there? What do we do to prepare for what you believe is coming?
Well, last week, the Treasury rose, the 10-year Treasury, which is the indicator for inflation, 1.34%, the highest level since February of 2020. It touched this morning on 1.37, so it's starting to move up, and investors are now considering that this is going to be an inflationary environment, especially when they finalize this $1.9 trillion stimulus. So it's, the market mood has changed, Kevin. It's not a matter if inflation is coming or yields are going higher. It's how much are they going to go higher?
Yeah.
I will say this. Michael Harnett, Bank of America's chief investment officer, chimed in last week on that, and he warned that in 2021 that we're going to have real inflation for the first time in decades. People are going to start spending their money. There's going to be much more money creation, and we're going to step into the realm of monetary policy, specifically velocity is what Bank of America said. And he went on to say, he talked about, the $13.3 trillion global central bank liquidity, which is 15% of GDP, unheard of, and the $3.5 trillion budget deficit that we had last year. He said, that's nothing where we're going. And he says, this is going to pop the bubble in the market. And the punchline for Bank of America is he equates this to post-World War I Germany, saying, quote, the most epic, extreme, analog, surprising velocity of inflation flowing by the end of the world. It had pent-up savings, lost confidence, and currency from an authority. So what he's saying, Kevin, bottom line, he's just saying we might not just have inflation, we might have hyperinflation like Germany had in the 20s.
That's terrible. Friends, if you want to do what you can to protect yourself, you should. 844-604-2575 is the number, 844-604-2575. All out of time. David, thank you so much for your updates. As always, we appreciate it.
Absolutely, Kevin.
844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming right back.